Okay, we're picking up from the very top of Nintes Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored. The Ilu Nishmas Shulamis Pasyakov Neshama should have an Aliyah. The Gemara is continuing the discussion about the topic of Lo Yilbash. That again, the Pasuk says, Lo Yech Legever Al Isha Velo Yilbash Gever Simas Isha Kitovas Hashem Elokecha Koil Oisa Ela. A person, a man, should not have a female's garment upon him other way around. Loya klik gever alisha first is that a man's garment should not be on a woman, and a woman's garments also vice versa should not be on a man, and it is abomination anybody who does this. So now the Gemara says, Ika de ame, that those who understand, Amar Abchia bar Abba Amar Biyochanan, that this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Amavir besa shecha visa erva, that a man who removes his hair from his armpits or his private, Lokem ishim lo yilbash gever simlas isha. He is chayiv midareisa, the isha dareisa of lo yilbash. To which the Gemara asks a kasha, mei sive. The Braisa says, ha'avara se'ar ena midirei Torah, ela midirei soifrim. That removing the hair is only a dinder abanan. It's not the isha dareisa of lo yilbash. So the Gemara says, hu damar kiaitana. So now the Gemara is answering Rabbi Yochanan differently. Not that he had to give an answer to this. Rather, he held like a different braisa. It's a machlokas tanaim, and he held like a different tanaim. What is this other tanaim? Desanya, amavir beis hashechi beis erva. The braisa tells us that a man removes his hair from his armpits or from his private area. Areza oiver mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. He's violating the isra deraisa that a man should not wear a woman's clothing. So we see again that it's not just the action of wearing the woman's garment, but doing anything which is feminine is going to be under this isser deoraisa. So the Gemara asks, Vitana Kama, now the first braisa, who holds that it's only an isser derabanan, so Hayilabash Gever my darish ribeya. How exactly does he darish in the pasuk? The simple understanding is that one should not appear like a woman. That's the whole issue over here. So that's why removing the body hair, that's something which is a feminine action, which can resemble the ways of a woman. So therefore, that's the iser de oraisa. So says the Gemara, Mibayilei lechadisana, because he has a different drasha, lo yech legever al isha. As the pasuk says, lo yech legever al isha, v'leibash gever simlas isha, kitovas Hashem lechakolosa ila. So that pasuk says the Gemara, my talmud lama, what exactly is the havana of this pasuk? Im shelo yilbash ish simlas isha, it is telling that a man should not wear a woman's garment. V'isha simlas ish, so harek far nemar to'evahi. But the pasuk says that it's something which is an abomination, something which is terrible. V'inkan to'eva, but if it's just simply that a man wears the other clothing and vice versa, that's not necessarily the biggest abomination. And shelo yilbash ish simlas isha v'yeshev bin anashim, v'isha simlas ish v'teshev bin anashim. Rather, what is the full-on iser d'areisa? The fact that it says to'eva, it shows us that it's something more chamer. It's much more severe than just simply wearing the woman's clothing, wearing the clothing of the opposite gender. Rather, it's that, as the Rush explains it, is that we're afraid that a person is going to start to mingle and be part of the woman and is going to lead to znus. Right, to be with women in order that he should be able to go to the woman's locker room and do promiscuous things. That's obviously a very big to'eva. So therefore, the iser d'oraisa is not simply to wear the clothing, but the iser is to do it in a way that could lead to something which is inappropriate, which is a big shaila. There could be a very big nafka mina between these answers, because it could be that according to this answer, let's say there's a famous shita of the Bach, I don't know if he's going specifically within this mandamar, I don't have a chance to look it up, but the shita of the Bach is that, from what I remember, I think he goes with it, at least he suggested, I'm not passing alach al-maisa, but just that he suggested it, is that maybe the isra d'oraisa of losilbash is only, as we just mentioned, for that purpose. So then let's say it's raining outside, and the only boots you have are your wife's pink boots, but it's pouring rain, you're going to get your shoes soaked, or you have a pink umbrella. So that obviously is a feminine thing that women have, and so, but it's muchach, it's muchach meilav, everyone knows that you have the umbrella because it's pouring rain, nobody thinks you're going to come be an ashim. So according to this answer, l'chora, it would not necessarily be a problem. So that could be a nafka mina. I'm pretty sure he suggested it. I don't remember if we hold like that, don't passing like that. I'm just saying a suggestion that could come out of our Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov disagrees. Omer minayin, shalotit to isha b'chlezayin l'milchama. Where do we know that a woman should not have like a gun or things like that? Talmud Loimar, this is among the other Isurim. of a woman joining the army, which was Rav Soloveitchik was Eish Lahava against this. He was, the Rabbanim were very, very much against the woman joining the army. It's not Pashtus, it's Asur, completely Asur. And this, amongst the other Isurim, besides for everything else, is this one that it says there's Loyeach, like Gever Alisha, that a woman, a man's clothing should not be on a woman. V'leibash Gever, Simlas Isha, Shaloisakan Ish, Betikuna Isha. That a woman may not beautify himself with the things of a woman, and vice versa. So therefore, we see this Tana, that moving the body hair, l'chora, is an iser deoraisa. Shelo yisaken ish b'tikun isha, just even beautifying himself in a way a woman does, would be under the iser deoraisa. And similarly, for a woman to be acting like a man, we're in a very afuch generation, I guess, ikvas of the Mashiach, where people not only are violating lo silbash, is that they're completely changing, they're defining themselves as the opposite gender. That's a new thing in the last few years. So that's obviously, besides for everything else that they're probably very confused about, that is, I would assume, pashut, a violation of this Isra Dereisa, as among other, obviously, other things that would lead to as well. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Vaitar Amar of Nachman ben Nazir Mutar. So the Gemara says that a Nazir is permitted to shave his armpits because, and is also private, because since he's shaving his entire head, the Rosh explains that this apparently is not an issue of lo yilbash, the Isra Dereisa. So the Gemara says, v'leitzo chasek v'asehavar, you're allowed to shave your head as a Nazir. What does that have to do with shaving his armpits and shaving his private? That still is going to remain Asher. We don't pass like Rav Nachman. Amar l'Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. As we mentioned before, if the times changed, it could be that that's a shaila in the poskim, that would change the nature of the iser. We've guarded the example of a watch, which generally was originally a female thing, which the chazanish remained steadfast in the iser. However, it seems to be many poskim disagree with that and assume that it would be okay if it became the original way to do it would be aser, meaning if, but if the goyim, I guess the goyim men started to do it and it became not necessarily defined as a feminine thing, that would not necessarily be an issue. That would be a shaila. I don't think people are shaving their armpits. Maybe they're private, though. The men are doing more, so that might be a shaila. Amr le'er bar le'er bar abba, chazinu le'er Rabbi Yochanan de le'isa. I saw Rabbi Yochanan, though. I saw him, and he doesn't have armpit hair. So how could Rabbi Yochanan remove them? Amr le'hu, and machma zekein in a shower. No, don't worry. They fell out because it is very old. It's just like, apparently, like teeth fall out, so too. These fell out in his old age. So the Gemara says, ahu te'aisev nagida kameh de Rabbi Ami. A certain person was Chayev Malkus in the Beistin of Rabbi Ami. Igala Beis HaShechi, so they saw that his underarm, right, where his armpits were, they were exposed, and he had his hair there. He didn't shave it. Apparently that was something that was common. People were violating the sister. Chazya Delo Megalech, Rabbi Ami knows that he didn't shave his underarms. Amar Luhu Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says, Shafku, don't give him Malkus, Dinu Min Chavrihu. He's one of ours. He's one of us. Meaning he's keeping the halachas. Let's not give him Malkus. It's the obvious question. If you're chayav of Malkus for something else, then clearly you can't just uproot that Malkus because he keeps his other halacha. The guy could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. If he violates something which is chayav of Malkus, so then right, he eats not kosher. So he has a taiva for not kosher. He was warned and he eats not kosher. So he's chayav of Malkus. No way around it. You can't just say, oh, he's a really big tzaddik. You should see how he keeps Shabbos and he honors his parents. That's wonderful. But he's violating an Issa D'Oraisa. So you have to give him Malkus. So some achronim want to answer Rabbi Yaakov Emden, so I'll quote it like this. He says that really, we're talking about a case where the guy was chayev midirabbanan malchus. So the rabbanan kind of have the ability to establish when and when not to give him the malchus. So therefore, once Rabbi Ami saw, he thought that he was a guy who was deserving of malchus. But once he saw that he was keeping this other halacha, he decided that he can waive the malchus to rabbanan, which he himself was the one imposed. So therefore, he has the ability to remove it also and assume that he would not be chayev. Okay, fascinating Gemara over there. So now the Gemara continues. Ba'i mine Rav mirebi chia. Rav asked of Rabbi Chia. Malak lech, what's the halacha with regards to shaving one's hair with a razor, meaning the armpits and the base of Shechi? Amar le Rabbi Chia answered him, Asr, it's not allowed. Amar le Rav said to Rabbi Chia, Vaha kagadel, but when the hair is growing long, so Rishonim explained it, what does that mean? It grows long, it makes it uncomfortable. So therefore, it should be mutter, not because you're doing it lo yilbash, you're doing it, but simply because it's a very uncomfortable thing. Amr le Rabbi Chia answered him, Bar Pachasi, literally the son of Rakashi ben Gedoilim, as she says in other places, in Shabbos, whatever. Bar Pachasi, that's how he called Rav, that was his nickname, son of a great person. Zman Yeshlo, the hair only has a small amount of window, a small window in which it is growing. Kolzman Shehu Gadel Nosher, when it grows, It'll fall out. It's not going to be such a great discomfort. That would not be a heter on the books. Fine. So he answered those asr. By mine, Rav Mir Rebbechia. Rav asked another question from Rebbechia. Malachuch, what's the lacha with regards to scratching that area in order to remove it? Amalei, asr, it's also asr, because your kavanah is to remove it when you're scratching it there. Vigdoma, what about doing with your shirt? Like you're using your shirt to itch over there. And you also have kavanah, though, to remove the hair. Amalei, mutter. This would be mutter. Why is this mutter? So the Rush explains that this is not something that bichlal is shayach to the way women do it. It could be that even scratching it to get it off is a thing that women would do. However, using the begadim is so far-fetched from the way women do it that it is not going to be usher, which leads to the interesting question, but if it's a result-oriented thing that you shouldn't have the hair there, it looks like you're something that's effeminate. So apparently it was the maisa, not necessarily the actual result of how it looked, rather more the maisa of removing it was something that was feminine, not actually the way it looked being something which is feminine. Interesting deal that the Gemara seems to be saying now. So the Gemara says, Ikka de Amri, some explain it, that this was the question. By me, Rav Asar B'chia, b'tfila b'vigdo mai. What's the halacha with regards to touching that area during davening with your garments? Touching it directly is usher because then you're going to have to wash your hand, which is very interesting. I thought this might be a makor. They bring out that the Rashba was the earliest source that said that touching areas mekomas amechusim, it requires netila, and therefore it's something which is usher to do during davening. I did these halachas in Tirbis Yosef. I don't remember if they brought a source for the Rashba as the Gemara Vir. The Gemara seems to be fairish that obviously meaning touching directly your armpits because it's something which is exposed is clearly usher during davening. And now the Gemara is asking, are you allowed to do it with your garment, like scratch yourself with your garment in a way that's not touching your actual places that are covered? To which the Gemara answers, Amalei Asr. He says it's Asr. To which the Gemara says, we reject that. It's permitted to do it because you're using, you're not touching. And then you're not touching your imakomas and mechusin. You're not touching the areas which are covered, and that is something which therefore is going to be mutter. It's important to note just that halacha lemaisa though there is an isser. People are I don't think so careful with this. They should definitely be careful. Is that there is a major problem with touching areas on let's say like any area that's normally covered. So you know generally we assume that you're long sleeves, so if you're touching any part of your arm, your forearm, that's a whole big shiloh with wearing tefillin. Putting on your tefillin in the morning, the Chazon Ish was makbid to wash his hands, because when you put on your tefillin, you're touching your arm over there. You're touching the area of the arm above, like by your biceps over there on the top, and when you're putting on the tefillin in the middle part. So, it's a very compelling argument. The Chazon Ish, actually, I don't think it was one of those crazy chumers in the sugya. It actually seems to be that the Tzara Chiyun is on the other side. People try to be matzdik, and I'm just saying that, but if you can, I've tried to learn myself, since learning this Chazon Ish, is I try to be machmer to not touch my arm while putting on my tefillin. That I try to, it's not so hard. If you get used to it, it's not the craziest thing. But in general, also like scratching your head very, very strongly, like where touch the scalp. That's something which is, we assume is makomos amechusim. Or anywhere inside your shirt, if you have an itch on your back or something like that. All of these things are not to be done during davening or learning either for that matter. You have to be careful. And, Rav Neventzel said, I heard from his son once that the Rav Neventzel, one of the reasons our tefillos aren't miskabel is because we're not careful with this halacha. So I've seen the gadol like Rav Neventzel say such a thing. I'm not on that level bichlal, but that's what Rav Neventzel says. So we should just note that there seems to be a mar makom in the Gemara already assuming that it's usher to touch that area because the Gemara seems to say that it's pashut that touching that area directly is usher. The Gemara was wondering, well, within your begadim, even within that, we had a man to armor that said that's usher, which the Gemara answers, no, that's going to be mutter touching it through a medium. So like, that would be okay. But anything else is going to be problematic. Okay, let's go right to the next Mishnah. So we had before in the Mishnah on Nunzayan, it told us if you have two Nazirim, one of the Safik and one of not. So now the Gemara discusses what happens if the other guy died. So now, who's going to take care of the other Safik that we had this whole process, but how do you do it with only one person? So said Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yevakesh Echad Minashuk Sheyidur Kenegdo Bin Nazir. So the one who's the other guy who's still alive should ask someone, a random guy from the streets, who's willing to volunteer to step up for him and to do the following. So he says, can you volunteer to do the following? Umar Im Tamei Yisi, if I really was Tamei Harayat Nazir Miyad, you're going to be a Nazir. V'im Tahara Yisi, and if I was Tahor, Arayat Nazir Achash Shishimim. Then I want the Naziris to kick in after 30 days. So basically, the volunteer is accepting upon himself one Naziris, but with obviously the condition that he's not sure when it's going to be starting. If the guy was in fact tame. So then he wants the volunteers, Naziris, to begin immediately. If the guy was tar and therefore he's finishing Naziris, then the other guy's Naziris only wants to be at a later date. So even though it's one Naziris, still there's a Tanai that meaning basically has to be Misafik keeping two Naziris as this guy. So it's obviously going to be far hard to find such a volunteer. But if he has a good friend, maybe he'll do it for him. So what do they do? So it says the Mishnah, Sofrim Shloshim Umivin Korban Tuma VeKorban Tara. They count 30 days, and they together bring a Korban Tuma and a Korban Tara, similar to what we saw before. They have to wait for 30 days because maybe the guy was really Tameh. So at this point, one of them is definitely finishing Naziris. If the guy who was Tameh was really Tameh, so then he's not finishing Naziris and he's doing the Korban Tumah. The other guy is doing a real Naziris. So here, you bring two sets of Korbanos because maybe the guy was really Tameh and therefore he was keeping his Naziris to the Tumah. So then what do you say? You say the following. The Omer, the guy who's Suffolk Tameh now, he says, Imani otame, if I am the one who's tame, so then korban tuma shaliva, korban tara shalcha. Then the korban tuma is mine, and the korban tara is yours. The imani hu atahor, but however, if I am the one who's tahor, korban tara shaliva, korban tuma bisafik. The korban tara is going to be mine, and the korban tuma is brought as a safik. And the situation was reversed, so then the guy who is the safik tuma, so then he was not tame, so he was just finishing his nazirus. So if he's finishing with zeros, then he definitely has to bring a korban tara. That's fine. However, the problem is, what about the korban tuma? The korban tuma is brought misafik, but lechora, how are you allowed to bring this korban misafik? It's a safik of an isra deraisa of bringing chulin leazara. That's a safik isra deraisa. So how are you able to get around that? So this we have to answer based on what we saw before, that there's three different korbanos. So to look at each one individually now, there's a chata sa'of, right? An ola sa'of, and an asham, which was a kispa. So now there is three different korbanos that are brought. The Gemara learned earlier, Daf Chavtes, that the chatas ha'of is an exception to the rule about safik, and you're not allowed to bring a chatas b'safik. A chatas ha'of of the nazir is allowed to be brought misafik. So obviously, if it's allowed to be brought misafik, so then bring it over here in a case of doubt as well. So no problem. Fine, so we're good. What about an ola? An ola also is not going to be a problem because an ola is allowed to be b'nedava, is allowed to be brought voluntarily. So therefore, he can make the tenai that if he really was tamei, the ola is actually a chiyuv, then it should be counted as his tuma, his korban tuma. However, if he was not tamei, so then he doesn't need this ola now. So then that should be simply a korban nedava of an ola. So fine, that's fine. Well, what are we left with? We're left with an asham, though. The asham cannot be in these two categories. We never learned that there's this an exception to the rule, the asham of a nazir. And an asham is not allowed to be brought like an ola voluntarily. So therefore, how are you allowed to bring an asham? So you're really not allowed to be bringing this asham. However, the not bringing the asham is not ma'akev, the guy from counting his nazir's to tara. It's not ma'akev. So normally it would be a mitzvah to bring it, but here obviously there's no way around it, so you don't have a chiyuv to bring it, and you don't need to bring the asham. So that's the Gemara is saying, korban tara shaliva, korban tuma safik. So what do they do now? So that was the first 30 days. So from Shloshim Yom Avin, korban tara. Then they count 30 more days, and then they bring one joint korban tahara. They have to bring one joint korban, because if the guy was originally tamei, then the second 30 days would be his naziris, and he's bringing that korban as a korban tahara. And if he wasn't tamei and he brought the korban tara regularly, so then the second guy would be bringing the korban tara. And how do you say this? Says the Mishnah, Omer imani tamei, if I was the tamei one, korban tuma shaliva, korban tara shalcha, the korban tuma that was originally was mine, the korban tara was yours. And now this is korban tara. See, now I'm bringing my korban tara. V'im ani hator. However, if I was tor originally in the first 30 days, then your nazirus never kicked in to his friend, he's saying, to Shimon. So Shimon says, korban tara shaliv, korban tuma safik. The korban tara is mine, and the previous korban of the korban was korban tuma brought in safik. V'zeo korban tarascha, and this is the korban for you. So therefore, they bring only one korban tara because you don't need to bring a korban tuma anymore. They already covered their bases when it comes to the halachas of a korban tara. Now it's important to mention that before, when we discussed this halacha, that this is with regards to the halacha of korbanos. But what about the halacha of shaving their head? There's an isafik isra deraisa for the nazir to shave his head. So the Gemara gave the answer before that this was discussing only a case of a nazir who was a katan or an isha. So you have to lechora come on to that same answer over here. If the guy was a regular nazir, so then you have a safek isra deraisa of shaving, which would be a problem. And therefore, you have to assume that he is not allowed to shave his head. because he'd be violating the Isra of Baal Takif, as the Nazir has to do it. It's permitted because Esedo Chalos Ase, but here you don't have that heter, so therefore it would be something which is usher for you to do. Fine, that was the first shita. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Amar lo ben Zomar. Ben Zomar responded to Rabbi Yeshua and he said, Umiya Shemea lo Sheyidor Kenegda Benazir. Who is going to listen to you to do this? Why do you have to go to the streets and go get your friend to beg him to do 60 days in Naziris? It's not something that's common. Even a good friend of yours to keep 60 days in Naziris is not an easy task, especially when you're just doing it for somebody else. Rather, just at the end of the first 30 days, you bring a chatas of and olas behema and say the following: Im tamayisi chatas mechavasi ve'olam nedava. If I was tamei, the chatas is my chiyuv, and the olam I'm just bringing as a korban nedava because you don't bring the olam. Im torayisi aver. If I was tar, hayisi olam mechavasi vechatas mesafek. I was tar. The olam is part of my obligation. And the chatas is only going to be mesafek. As we just learned, you're allowed to do that. So basically, meaning you're not really accomplishing anything by having the other guy around. You still have to bring the chatas misafik. You're not allowed to bring the asham, and you're allowed to bring the ola al tanai, that it was really a thing. That's the same exact thing you could do by yourself. When you're bringing these karbanas by yourself, so then you make the same tanai, you don't have to bring in the other guy bichlal. That's what Ben Doma is saying. It's better, practically a better answer. Not only that, you count another 30 days after that, and then you'd bring another korban. So then you bring the full set on that one. You bring a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. So therefore, if he's originally tamei, then the ola at the end of the first 30 days was an olas nedava, and therefore he can manashach is bringing the karbanos of the chatas, the ola, and the shlamim, which he needs to bring as a nazir who's a nazir de tara. That's the halacha. So, and what do you say? Im tamei yisya ola rishon nedava vezechova. So he says that the first ola I brought was a voluntarily ola, and this one is my obligation as being a nazir. The im torah yisya avrafas torah ola rishona was chova vezun nedava, and this one's going to be voluntarily. Vizo Sharkamani, and that which I didn't bring yet, meaning if he was tar all along, he still didn't bring the chatas and the shlamim. So the chatas and the shlamim de tara that has to be brought is allowed to be brought later on. He's saying that was brought 30 days later, and that's going to be, I wanted to count as my original korban that I was supposed to bring earlier. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that this was he's doing it chetzi chetzi, like you're bringing, if he was tar, he only brought the korban, only the ola first, after the first 30 days, and you have to wait on the shlamim and the chatas till later. So you're waiting another 30 days to do it. You're splitting up your karbanas. So the Gemara answers that, the Gemara says, Avalhoduchamim ben Zoma. The Chachamim agreed with Ben Zoma. There was nothing wrong with doing that. What's the problem? So what? So you bring the first half 30 days now, and then the next half 30 days later. What's the problem? He had to, just like if he had to take care of something, and he, for whatever reason, had to leave the Beis Hamikdash, that would be fine. So the Gemara is saying that that's not a problem over here. So there's the Gemara Vilaisi. So the Gemara is saying, why would Rabbi Yeshua bother this? We're going right there to say for Rabbi Yeshua says, Nimsa Bibi Lachatzai. The Gemara is saying, what's the problem? It's a poshut thing that Ben Zoma is saying. That's a very good answer. Why would Rabbi Yeshua disagree with this? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. He doesn't really fundamentally disagree with this. Rather, Lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ela La Chadid Ba Esal Talmidim. Rabbi Yeshua only said this halacha in order to sharpen the Talmidim to test whether they could come up with Ben Zoma's answer. So therefore, when Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah that the one of them is going to be bringing his karbanos in Chatzoyin, he simply meant that since Ben Zoma's answer has to be done, because they're not able to do it, so then he was waiting to hear what the Talmidim would answer, whether they would answer the right answer or not. And really, he didn't disagree with it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Amar of Nachman, my lavid le Rabbi Yeshua ledaika de lalishu. What we should do with the, meaning Rabbi Yeshua's answer is worse, Rabbi Nachman saying. Rabbi Nachman, this happens to be it's his birthday now. The rest of us are all like celebrating. Anyway, so this is Rav Nachman for the Gemara. Fine. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua says, what are they going to do with the inside that they're not going to spoil? According to Rabbi Yeshua's solution, two different people will share the same korban. So then you have to do the tenufa. You have to be waving it on the mizbech. The case of a nazir, this takes place with the zra b'shela, when you're cooking the foreleg of the animal and the shlamim together. So the Torah tells you that it takes place only after the nazir has shaved his head. It takes a very long to shave his head. Rabbi Yeshua is telling us you have two different nazirim shaving their head. You have to wait for both of them. You're going to leave out the meat in the sun, and it's going to spoil. Specifically, the inside of the those are the quickest to spoil. That's why the Mefarsh explains what he's mentioning this halacha, this point from this why he was bothered by this. So the Gemara says that he doesn't like Rav Nachman, therefore likes the answer of Ben Zoma better, and he doesn't like Rabbi Yeshua's answer. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't disagree with Ben Zoma, so he should have gone on with the answer. It's more likely to make the meat spoil when you're doing it in that manner. So now we're moving on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah we've discussed already twice. It's always good to chazer because it was complicated. So the Mishnah is discussing a case where you have a suffix. We mentioned it on Zayin Amud Beis. We mentioned it, and we mentioned it on Nun Vav. We had a few times already came up. The Mishnah is discussing a case of a Nazir who is a suffix, whether or not he become a Metzora, and also whether or not he was a Tamei Mace. So basically, when you have the Metzora, you have to shave your body two different times, separated by 7 days. And Nazir generally also is Usur to shave his head, but we learned out from Sukkim that a Nazir is overrided by meaning Metzora wins out and trumps the case of Nazir, and you are supposed to be shaving. However, here is only a case of a suffix. So if you only have a suffix, then you have a problem because you're not allowed during your period of the 30 days to be able to shave, because that would be a violation of suffix isur d'oraisa. So what do you do? So then that's what we discussed. Really, to take care of all four possibilities, we're going to see you really have to wait 120 days till you're fully good in the clear. So let's see it from the Mishnah again. And we'll chazer one more time. Nazir, shayatame b'suffik and muchlat b'suffik. A Nazir who is a suffik, whether he was tamei meis, and also whether he was a mitzayra. That's the shayla. How do you have a suffik? How do you have suffik taras? L'chora, suffik taras, we have a concept that it's mutter. Suffik taras is lakula. So that's the Mishnah in the Gaon tells us that. So the Yerushalmi gives an answer that maybe we're talking about a case where there was two people and one of them actually was going to be a vade tzaras, similar to the case of Tamei Meis, where two people were Tamei Lameis, two people were there, only one was Tamei Lameis, there's only one of them. Similar to that, you knew there was vade tzaras, a mitzvah here, you just didn't know which one was it. And you forgot, and they got confused, and they didn't know. Fine, so that could be the case. So what happened was, there's suffix on both them. So the halacha is Olcha b'kachim achar shishim yom v'shosiyan b'tam l'meisim achar me'av esrim som. So he has to, in order to eat kachim, he has to wait a total of 60 days. And in order to drink wine and b'tam l'meisim, you have to wait 120 days. You have to cover all four possibilities, just to chazer those possibilities. During the first 30 days, if he was really not a metzora, so then shaving would be usher altas nazira. So therefore, you have to wait the entire 30 days in order to shave. So obviously you do misafik, you do the azash sushi vishvi to cover your ground, maybe that you were tamei meis. So at the end of 30 days, you are mutter to shave in manushach, because if he was not a mitzora, nor was he a nazir tamei, so then he would be finishing his regular case of nazirus. If he was in fact a mitzora, so then he needs to shave to be doing his glachas for mitzora. And if he was a nazir tamei but not a mitzora, so then also he's good because he has to do the tiglachas atuma of nazirus. So that covers the first 30 days. Now, after waiting the 30 days, the second 30 days, if he was neither a mitzora nor a tamei meis, so you finished your nazirus after shaving on the 30th day. If he was in fact a mitzora, you haven't done your obligation to remove yourself from taras, which requires two different sets of shaving. If he was tamei meis but not a mitzora, so his nazirus to tara finished as soon as he shaved, and he's usher to shave for another 30 days. So therefore, he has to have another term of nazirus to take care of that. So then he brings his korbanos to matzora the next day, and he's completely tor. So therefore, he's allowed to eat kachim after 60 days. However, to take care of the fact that maybe the nazirus is going to remain two more times, because the third set, now day 60 to day 90, if a person was in fact both a matzora and a nazir tamei, then the first two times that he shaved would only count towards the matzora, and the other towards tuma of nazirus. So therefore, the third shaving has to be a full term. And if he was a mitzora, had not been a tamei meis, then he began counting his nazirus term, followed by that of the second shaving. That would be fine. So then, 90th day, but now you still haven't accounted for the last 30 days you have to wait, is if he was, you still have nazirus, since he was both a mitzora vadai and a nazir tamei vadai. So you have to be able to keep your nazirus yet. You did taglachas of nazirus and you did taglachas of tuma from day 60 to day 90, but now you have to cover that for the fourth term. You have to have a taglachas de tara. You need to keep your nazirus. That's what's your nether. So therefore, from day 9 to day 20 would be your nazirus of tara term. And after 120 days, you're allowed to be drinking wine and metami yourself. We said that this is lav dafka for 30 days, the same thing if it was a year term, would be the same halachas. Very good. Shetiglachas nega tocha tiglachas atara, because shaving is when it was vadai, that we learned out from different sources in yesterday's daf. Bizmanshu vadai, only when it's for sure though. But bizmanshu safek in a doicha, we don't learn that it would be violation Misafik, maybe you're not really Metzora, that does not uproot the din, the Isra Dereisa for Nazir to shave, and therefore, we would not allow that to be done. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Tana, B'med Ramar, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow's stuff.